As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So a couple of minutes ago, Shannon, called us up, and she wanted to do something really selfless in the office. She has a coworker who's got kids and a family, and she was assuming this morning that that coworker was going to go into the boss's office and get laid off. Well, Shannon was feeling that, and she's like, you know what? This dude needs the job more than I do. So I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to ask to get laid off. Burt Show, what do you think of that? And across the board, all of us said, look, you don't even have all the details. You're not sure if that dude's going in there to get laid off or not. Then you might sacrifice your job. So he's gone. You're gone. You don't even have enough details. Maybe they're calling the dude in to go, hey, just want to let you know, everybody after you is getting laid off, but you're getting a huge promotion. So she didn't know.
Yeah, across the board, we were all like, you're making a lot of assumptions. You're not even 100% sure why he's going to this into this meeting. Yes, layoffs have been made. And even our callers calling in were like, yo, if they're making layoffs and like this is like the direction the company is going, you going in there may just give them another reason to let somebody else go, and you just made it super easy for them to let both of you go. So now you're both gone.
So Shannon called us up. She listened to what we all had to say, processed it for like 60 seconds, and then didn't take any of our advice at all. Okay, Shannon, I appreciate you calling back and telling us that you didn't listen to all of us, but what happened?
Yeah, I know. I did it anyway. I heard all of your advice, and I could not sit with that. Mm-hmm. I just like couldn't live with myself if he loses his job, even if it means that I don't know what's gonna happen because, I went into my boss and just like said, I know that there's layoffs happening, and I'm really concerned about my coworker, who might be losing their job. And he said, well, I can't disclose to you who we're laying off or anything.
But since you're in here.
and I said, well, but that means that there are going to be more layoffs, because he said he couldn't disclose. Like, that's the only thing I can take away from it because, and so I just said on the off chance that it, is this coworker, I'd like to offer to take his place. And, he said he's not in a position to discuss any of it with me at all. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to get laid off, if he's going to get laid off, we'll both get laid off. I don't know what's going to happen.
So this is Real Life Hunger Games, and you volunteered as tribute.
You did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
And you
Look
were rejected.
You. You're Katniss. Can we start calling you Katniss now?
Well, it depends if she makes it out. Then we'll call her Katniss.
True. Right.
So now at this point, everything's still up in the air because if the last caller that we had on is right, now they know that, oh, wow. Well, it looks like Shannon, she'd be cool with she'd be cool with getting laid off. So you might have just totally screwed yourself, but only time is going to tell. But you know what? Also, I'm going to say this, give you credit. You played your conscience. I mean, you really thought that was the right thing to do. Everybody around you saying, hey, just play it out, play it out. And you're like, that's just not me. And you played your conscience.
It's commendable, for sure.
Mm-hmm. May the odds be ever in your favor, Shannon.
So now what is the next step here, Shannon? When do these layoffs happen? I'm not really exactly sure. Now I think you're probably more stressed out than you were before.
Yes. And it makes total sense, Shannon. You went in there, and they're not going to tell you or talk to you about a potential layoff of another employee. They can't disclose that information to you.
Right. I mean, that it makes sense, but I said my piece and I'm going to live with that. And just, you know, I don't have that hanging on me. I did everything I can do. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You feel good about it, right?
Yeah. I'm nervous, especially after everything you said, but I would have felt way worse if I was sitting and not saying anything.
Tommy?
Shannon, I'm assuming you don't know how much your coworker makes, and part of their decision process may lean on, you know, who makes more and how much they're trying to get rid of. I mean, you may not even be in the same ballpark. You may make more than him. He may make more than you, and that may factor into their final decision.
They may not have even had you in mind. That's the thing that I think the last caller was trying to say. Like, you weren't even on that list. And now if it's between you and somebody else, they might be more eager to let you go now, Abby.
Or Shannon, you might have even saved yourself. What if you went into your boss's office, did this really amazing act of selflessness, and he thought, you know what, I was going to get rid of Shannon, but she seems like a team player.
Yes,
hey, could be. Like
that's
that.
Good perspective.
Could work out that way, too.
Put that in the universe. Yep. Let's manifest that.
Put in the good. May the odds be in your favor, Shannon.
We need more people like you, Shannon.
Shannon, please call us back and let us know exactly how it goes at the end of the day here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Bye-bye now.
The Bird Show.